The Pet Milk Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, presents Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, Cliff Arquette, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. Because you want to give your baby the best possible start in life, naturally you will want him to have the milk that can go do the most for him. And no milk you can buy can do more for a baby than Pet evaporated milk. Strong, straight limbs and sound teeth? Yes, Pet milk has what it takes to enable a baby to build bones that are straight and strong. And Pet milk also provides the substances that build sound teeth. And how will your baby grow on Pet milk? Well, if you could see how steadily and sturdily hundreds of thousands of babies are growing on this favorite form of milk, you'd have your answer. And remember this, Pet milk, with all its beneficial qualities, costs less generally than any other form of whole milk. Ask your doctor about Pet milk, the first evaporated milk, the first food for babies. Behind every great inventor in history, you'll always find a patient wife. And behind the inventor who's working on a new kind of fish bait at 79 Wistful Vista right now, you'll find a patient wife with a horrified look. As we join Fibber McGee and Molly.
A cup of salmon eggs, a little more flour, three dry flies, a couple of wet flies. Boy, oh boy, is this terrific. McGee's Wonder Bait.
Bait, is it?
Yep.
It looks like a batch of dirty dough. And I don't mean muddy money.
You'll mean money when I put it on the market, kiddo. This stuff will be snapped up like a busted garter. Hand me the flour. Thanks.
How does it work, anyhow?
Huh?
Does the fish take a bite out of it, scream, and jump out of the lake?
Mm.
Or do you roll it into loaves, bake it, and then beat them over the head with it?
Save the jokes, Mrs. McGee. You'll need them if we're going to be on all summer. No, but this is for keeps, kiddo. You're looking at the greatest thing that's happened to fishermen since Isaac Walton invented the alibi. This thing is so big, it scares me.
It's getting bigger all the time, too. Maybe you put too much flour in it.
I'm putting everything into it. Everything a fish ever bites on. Dry flies, wet flies, salmon eggs, dough bait, hamburger, minnows. Oh, hand me some more of that liver there, will you? Oh, never mind, I got it.
Heavenly days, what an idea.
I had to make a few substitutions, of course. We didn't have any minnows in the cupboard, so I opened a can of sardines. Going to mix everything in the dough good, and then I'm going...
Somebody at the back door. Come in.
Oh, hi, old-timer.
Hello there, kid.
Hello, Mr. Old-timer.
What you doing, Johnny? Baking a cake? Because that's no way to bake
no,
a cake.
No. This is a new type of fish bait, old-timer. Gonna make myself $1 million in no time on this stuff. I'll be rolling in dough. Touring the country in my own private yacht. Servants. Imported cigars.
Son.
Huh?
Let me give you a word of advice.
Yeah?
Being a millionaire ain't happiness.
Oh, no. If I had $1 million, boy, I wouldn't care whether I was happy or not. I bet I'd be the laughingest unhappy millionaire you ever saw.
Mr. Oldtimer, did you ever know any millionaires?
Just one, daughter. My great-uncle Sludge.
Uncle Sludge?
Had a lot of oil wells down in Texas.
Texas? Panhandle?
Nope, he won them in a poker game, Johnny. Had so much money, he was miserable.
Yeah?
Come in faster and he could spend it.
Well?
Took to smoking $5 cigars and hired a boy just to bite the end off of him.
Now, that's for me.
Paid a fella just to stand next to him all day and light him with $100 bills.
Boy.
Got so if he lit him with anything less than a 50, it'd give him the hiccups.
Oh, my goodness.
Had a special manicurist to take care of his fingernails and another one to look after his thumb.
Sounds pretty soft to me.
That's all we got, Johnny. Soft living made him lazy.
Yeah.
Got tired of feeding himself and hired two butlers. One handled his knife for him and the other one handled a fork. And then, labor trouble.
Labor trouble?
Uncle Sludge liked to be knife-fed, daughter. Fellow holding his knife for him worked harder than the fork man and he struck for higher wages. Got into an argument, and they both walked out and left him. That was the end.
The end? You mean...
Yep. Uncle Sludge sat there at a table full of fried chicken and slowly starved to death. Take my advice, son. Stay poor and keep your health. So long, daughter.
Billy Mills, the orchestra, and the Wang Wang Blues.
This bait is really shaping up now, Molly. I got everything in it now.
Well, it certainly is a fascinating-looking hunk of gunk.
Now, I'm going to pinch it off and roll it into little balls now. Bait size.
Oh?
Like that. Got a new name for it, too. McGee's Unbeatable Bait Ball. Like it?
Love it.
Ah, this is the greatest idea I ever had, Joe. This is the greatest idea. I'll clean up.
You can stand it. Soak in that sink.
Don't you worry about the sink, baby. You've been a good kid, and I ain't going to never forget it.
Well, good.
The very first million I make out of this new invention, I'm going to buy you a new sink.
Oh, you're sweet.
Yeah.
If we make 2 million, can I have a new mop? Or is that expecting too much? You know, it's getting so that you can't...
Jim? Molly? Anyone home?
Oh, I'm here, Mr. Mayor.
Now, Latrivia's the fisherman. Wait till he hears this idea, boy. You'll find... Oh, hi, Latrivia.
Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Hello, Molly. McGee.
Hi.
Well, making yourself some marbles, I see. You play much?
These ain't marbles, Latrivia. These is bait.
Bait?
Yep. Look, Latrivia, did you ever fish all day and not get a single nibble?
Doesn't everybody?
Well, Yeah, but look, what would you do if you got handed you a, if a guy handed you a type of bait that every time you threw it in the water, you'd catch a fish? I made it.
Well, I'd drop dead, I suppose. Like anyone else. Why?
Because this is it, boy. This is the bait that's got everything. Yes, sir, and only a buck a dozen. Whatever they're biting on, this is it. Minnow, dough bait, hamburger, dry flies, breadcrumbs, pork rinds, wet flies, salmon eggs.
Oh, now you're joking, McGee.
Oh, no, I'm not either.
It's a very amusing idea, but it couldn't possibly work. Of course.
Oh, no.
Well, of course not. I've seen fish caught on feathers, fur, rubber bands, egg sandwiches, and scraps of old red flannel underwear. But if you think I'd be foolish enough to go for a silly thing like this, sell me a dozen. Make it two dozen.
Well, heavenly days, your first sale, dearie. You're in business.
I told you fishermen would go for this idea, Molly. Yeah, get a bag, kiddo. I'll count them out. One, two...
Dr. Gamble and I are going out to Dugan's Lake around 4 o'clock anyhow, McGee.
Well, we'll see you there. We're going out there ourselves after a while. Yeah, here you are. Two dozen. That's $2.
Yeah, good.
Thanks, boy. Yeah. Now, is there anything else I can do to help you make your fishing trip more enjoyable today, Mr. Mayor?
Why, yes, there is.
What?
Stay home. Stay home.
The mayor is sweet, isn't he, dearie?
Hey, you know, the more I think about this bait, Molly, the more ideas I get. For instance, I'm going to put bacon powder in the next batch of bait balls.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Why don't you butter them, too, and serve them to the fish hot with strawberry jam?
No. Listen, will you? With bacon powder in them, all you do is put it on your hook and drop it in, see? As soon as it gets wet enough, it rises to the top so you can check and see if your bait is still on there, see?
Yeah. An interesting theory.
I'm loaded with stuff like that there. If I don't make $1 million out of this.
$1 million out of what, Val?
Oh, hi, Junior.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox. I didn't hear you come in.
Just talking about a new idea of mine, Junior. So big, it scares me. I really got a bull by the tail this time.
Well, go ahead and throw it, pal. You're the boy that can do it.
It's a new type of bait for fishermen, Mr. Wilcox.
McGee's unbeatable bait balls.
Well, pal, that sounds great. The thing I like about it is you have such a tremendous market for an item like that, fishing supplies.
Yeah.
It's, well, it's like the market I have for pet evaporated milk.
How did we get way over there?
Don't we always?
Well, as a matter of fact, you ought to thank me, pal, because I'm working for you right now. I'm helping to raise your future customers.
You are?
Certainly. Look, you're going to sell to fishermen, right?
Right.
Every fisherman was a baby at one time, and every baby has a chance of growing up to be a fisherman, right?
Right.
And even after they grow up, some fishermen are still the biggest babies in town, right?
Right. Right. So, to give a baby the best possible start in life, to make sure he grows up with strong, straight bones and good, sound teeth, you simply raise him on pet evaporated milk.
Hey, I wonder if fish would like pet milk. Maybe the baby
you
fish
see,
would like
you see, yeah. Look, you see, pet milk is just good whole milk concentrated to double richness by evaporation.
Yeah, but maybe the baby
All the good milk minerals the baby needs to grow on are left in. Only water is taken out.
Yeah, and in these unbeatable bait balls water...
Because, look. If you could see how babies grow on pet milk, how strong and sturdy and happy they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because pet milk is so uniformly rich and so easy for tiny tummies to take.
Speaking of tiny tummies, your belt's unbuckled, McGee.
Oh, I didn't.
But see, if you could see that, you'd know... If you could just see that, pal, you'd know why pet milk, the first evaporated milk, the first food for babies...
Hey, Milky.
Yes. Yes, pal.
You want to come out to Dugan's Lake this afternoon with us? Ole's coming, and Doc and Latrivia, we're all going to be out there.
Oh, thanks, pal. I'd love to, but I can't make it. Got to go to listen to a lecture this afternoon.
Really? Who's giving the lecture?
My wife. To me.
Mm-hmm.
I had a date to take her to lunch and forgot it.
Yeah.
So long, kid.
So long. Hi, hello. Better get some more bait rolled here if we want to take plenty of this bait with
us. I'll help you roll some of
the bait. No, I can handle it. I'll tell you what you could do, though, kiddo, long as you offered. You can get my tackle out.
Oh, all right.
Untangle my line and string the rod, will you?
What? Oh.
You better pack a lunch, too. I get hungry.
Oh.
Then after you back the car out and find my fishing license for me, And make a thermos full of root beer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Let's set the stuff here, kiddo. See about renting a boat.
Good. Now, don't step on your bait there. Oh, my, isn't it beautiful out here, McGee? Just look at that lake. Doesn't that do something to you?
It sure does. It makes me mad.
What?
All them fishermen out there hogging all the good spots.
Oh, well, don't you worry, dearie. When you get rich this time, you can buy this lake and run everybody off of it. Fish it all by yourself.
What? And have nobody to bum matches off of? When my cigar goes out after I fell in and got everything wet? You see Ole anyplace?
No, where's he meeting us?
Right in front of the little office on the dock here. I left a note for him at the Elks Club and... Oh, here's the boat guy. Hi, Admiral. You in charge of the fleet here?
Yes, I am, sir. Although most of our boats are not very fleet, really.
Now, look, Bud, we're in kind of a hurry. My name is McGee. I'm the inventor of McGee's unbeatable bait ball.
Oh, what? I love bait ball, sir.
Huh?
I pitched four innings myself yesterday. Yes, and I was unbeatable, too.
No,
he didn't mean that.
I tell you, my pitching was absolutely sensational. I was magnificent.
Well, now, look, what I...
Held the mound for 3.5 innings and only allowed 67 hits.
Wow.
Caught off the manager 4 times, and if you ever tried to pitch up to your hips in pop bottles, you'll realize that I got you.
Cut it out. Let's talk some sense.
Yes, we want to rent a boat, sir. Himself here wants to fish, and I just like to get out in a boat.
Oh, well, I can take care of that, baby. We'll set Pop down on the edge of the dock there with his fishing pole, and I'll give you a canoe ride.
Wait a minute. I ain't her Pop. I'm her husband.
Sorry, babe, wrong number.
Well, what can I do for you, sir? Show me a boat, and I don't want a canoe either. They rock too much.
Well, let me see now. You'll need something you can be comfortable in, with a flat bottom.
Now, don't get personal, Buster.
He means the boat, dearie.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh. Yes. How about those two boats down there?
Huh?
The green one. Now, the one on the left rents for $3, and the other one is 40 cents.
40 cents? What's the difference?
The $3 one, sir, has a bottom in it. That is our deluxe model. Yeah.
Well, let's take that one, McGee. We'll need some place to put the lunch, you know.
Yeah. Well, here's your $3, Bud.
Thank you, and bon voyage.
Well. Molly, I'll get our stuff.
Hey, McGee, Mrs.
Wait
for me.
Oh, it's Ole, McGee. Good.
Yeah, about time, too. Well, hurry up, Ole. Where have you been?
Hey, don't talk to me about where I've been, my goose. Where was you?
Huh?
You didn't meet me where you told me.
What do you mean I didn't meet you where I told you? I told you I'd meet you right here in front of the dock office. I even wrote it down for you.
The dock office?
Sure.
It says on the note, Dear Ole, I meet you in front of Doc's office.
Huh?
So I've been sitting for an hour and a half in front of Doc Gamble's office.
Sitting in front of Doc Gamble's office?
Sure, just donating my time.
The King's Men and My Truly, Truly Fair.
Now some men plow the open plain, some men tail the brine.
But I'm in love with a pretty little girl, for work I have no time.
Truly, truly fair, truly, truly fair, how I love my truly fair. Her song to sing, her trinket to bring, her flowers for her golden hair. Once I sailed from Boston Bay, bound for Singapore.
But one day out and I missed her, so I swam right back to shore.
I love she and she loves me, pardon if I boast.
At times we fight all the livelong night about who loves who the most.
Truly, truly fair, truly, truly fair, how I love my truly fair. There's songs to sing her, trinkets to bring her, flowers for her golden hair.
Truly fair,
truly fair,
care for another sandwich, Ollie? There's plenty.
Oh, I might as well, Messrs. The only bites I got all day is from sandwiches.
You probably ain't fishing right, Ollie. I've been busier than a picnicker on an anthill. You know, these bait balls of mine
Oh, Doctor, you boys want a sandwich over there?
No, thanks, Molly.
Thanks. Like to catch some fish, sir.
Did you guys caught anything yet? What's the matter, Fatso? You want the old master to come over there in your boat and show you how to use them bait balls? Boy, I've been hauling fish out like... Uh-oh, another nibble.
Oh, no, this is no justice.
Hey, I got him hooked. I got another one.
Good for you, dearie. Hang on to him.
This block I wish I had for brains.
Watch it, Molly. Watch it coming in. Hey, fella. Hey, look at this.
Oh, that's a beauty.
Boy, look at that. Boy, oh, boy.
Did you hear some rumor to the effect that little Jughead caught a fish, Latrivia?
Why, yes, I believe I did hear some small mention of the fact.
Hey, Doc! Hey, Latrivia! I got another one. That makes eight so far.
I'm so happy for you.
Look, it's a big mouth bass.
Yes, one big mouth attracts another, I suppose. We see it. Pipe down, Noisy. We're trying to fish, too.
Oh, go fry a pig, you big crab. Move your boat if you don't like it, dear.
Oh, now, McGee, don't talk
well,
like that.
Well, gee whiz, nobody asked them to anchor their boat right next to our boat in the first place. Did we, Ollie?
No, we didn't, McGee. No. They was here a half an hour first.
Certainly. String that bass, will you, Ollie? I don't want to waste time when they're biting like this. I'm going to move up in the front end of the boat.
Watch your feet, McGee, now.
What did I kick over?
The mosquito oil.
Oh, well, skip it. Let the mosquitoes go oil themselves someplace else. Well, here I go again.
You know, I don't know what I do wrong, McGee. Maybe I don't fish deep enough. How far down is your bait?
How far down is my bait? Well, that's a silly question. All the way down to the end of my line, naturally.
Thanks very much. You're very helpful.
Well, now, Ollie, he likes to help. He'd like to see you catch some fish.
Why, sure, there's plenty to go around. Besides, these unbeatable bait balls of mine... Oh, quiet, everybody! Quiet! I got a nibble!
Quiet, he says.
I got it! I got it! I got another one!
Watch it now! Good, good!
I got it!
Oh, this is ridiculous!
Look at fellas! The biggest one yet!
Boy, oh boy,
that's... Watch the feet, McGee, the lunch basket.
The lunch basket, dearie.
Well, I'm busy, kiddo. My gosh, somebody else will have to watch my feet. I'm moving around catching fish like this. Let Ollie watch my feet. He ain't busy. Boy, oh boy, what a day this is. Look at that mess of fish. Almost a limit. What a demonstration for McGee's unbeatable bait ball. Well, how about it, you guys? Ain't that the greatest...
Oh, boy! Yeah! Go home!
Sweetheart, give the boys a chance to fish.
Well, okay. Let them fish. My gosh, I ain't stopping them.
Ben, Gavin, the next time I go fishing with this fella, I stay home. My house with four kids is quieter than a boat with one McGee in it.
Oh, my gosh, Ollie, this is important stuff. History's being made today. This ought to make great publicity for my new product. 9 bass in an hour and a half.
Reel in your line, Doc.
How about that, you guys? Boy, I can just see my picture right now in Outdoor Life magazine.
Yeah, I can see that too, McGee.
You can?
Picture of you lying in the shade on that bank right over there.
Huh?
Face down. The caption says, Blabbermouth fisherman found strangled with stringer. Police suspect doctor and mayor.
And they're so right. There's something fishy about this, Doctor, and it's not fish. Have you been using those bait balls of yours all afternoon, McGee?
Why, of course he has, Mr. Mayor. That's the idea, to prove...
Oh, it just takes a little special technique. That's all the trivia. You guys just ain't good enough fishermen. Hey, what are you doing?
What's
going on? My arm.
We're just helping you into our boat.
No, I don't want to go...
You want to show us how we...
No. Be careful, Doctor.
Well, I hold the boat steady, man.
No.
Take it easy, my boy. We just want to ask you a question.
Well, I don't...
We just want to learn how to catch fish like the old master does it.
Yes, we're just jealous of your skill, that's all.
Uh-huh. Oh. Oh, well, I got my little trade secrets like any artist. But I ain't going to tell you guys.
Grab his feet, Doc.
Hang on, wait a minute. No, I got him.
Oh, boy, now be careful with
him. Hold him over open water, Doc.
Oh, no, that's it. Don't do that.
Come on now, open up.
Huh?
What did you do to those bait balls of yours to make them catch fish?
If I tell you, will you let me go?
Yes.
Well, I pushed the bait ball way up to the top of the hook.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
And down on the bottom of the hook.
Yes, yes.
I put a great big gob of worms.
Worms!
Now, will you let me go?
Let him go.
Fibber and Molly return in a moment. Most women are looking for ways to make their money go further. And one sure way to cut down on the food bill and still give your family the nourishing meals that mean so much is to use Pet evaporated milk. To make meat go further, for example, mix Pet milk and breadcrumbs with ground meat for making good juicy meat loaf or meat patties. Use Pet milk, too, for rich, creamy, smooth sauces for creamed meats or vegetables. And use Pet milk for making milk drinks for the youngsters, good nourishing drinks like hot cocoa, for instance. Remember, whole milk is nature's most nearly perfect food. And Pet milk is whole milk concentrated to double richness. Not only that, Pet milk costs less generally than any other form of whole milk. Get into the habit of using Pet milk in the many ways it can be used for making favorite family dishes extra good, extra nourishing. You'll save money when you do. Get Pet milk at your grocer's tomorrow.
Did you finish cleaning the fish, McGee?
Yep. I'm going to roll out some more of these bait balls now. I'm going to charge $1 apiece for them after this. I'm going to sell them for 10 bucks.
What?
Sure.
Why, McGee, nobody will buy those things now.
Oh, no.
Why, the boys didn't get a bite with them all afternoon. The fish wouldn't touch them.
Exactly. And that gave me a whole new idea for a sales campaign, kiddo. McGee's unbeatable bait balls. Each one guaranteed to last a lifetime. No fuss. No bother.
No, McGee.
Oh? Oh. Good night.
Good night, all.
The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, brings you Fibber McGee and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you? What kind of person is the happiest? Young wife Sally Carter thinks she can answer that question until a dramatic development helps her rediscover an old truth about what happiness really is. It all happens in the story of the week on Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor program next Saturday morning. Be sure to listen next Saturday for the story of the week and the second big feature, the recipe of the week. Next Saturday, it's for Fruit Sundae, a Pet Milk icebox dessert that needs no cooking and costs surprisingly little. Tune in sure to this NBC station next Saturday morning for Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor.
Steve Wilson combats crime in Big Town next over most NBC stations.